Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Third and nine. This is the 15th play of this drive. It started back at their own 9-yard line. Jones, pass is caught. Robinson along the sideline. So third and nine, and the X-Ram comes back to pick up the first down. First and goal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And Al Michaels, Amazon Prime. Niners beat the Rams. By the way, we haven't mentioned this one time today, and we're almost at hour three. You got to tip your cap. You got to tip your cap, Goo.
I got it ready to tip. I'm going to tip it to dibs in a minute. Yeah.
You got to give them credit. You got to tip your cap. You got to acknowledge. You got to recognize. And you've got to say that the 49er fans travel. They travel.
We already know this, man.
Well, it was hammered home again last night.
Yeah.
Lot of 49er fans down south, and certainly didn't hurt.
And it looked like they were going to be disappointed. I'm putting my feelings on the table. I'm in the lab, lights out. Steiny got my little concoction, had my steak too, and I'm just thinking to myself, man.
But
they were up seven.
But wait, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because now, believe it or not, I didn't take any notes last night. I just watched it like a fan. When Kyren Williams fumbled, how much time was left?
A minute. It was about a minute three.
Okay. So.
Because Michaels was like, they're 63, 65 seconds.
So at that
point,
you're thinking they're going to go home disappointed. Like.
No, I was thinking about today's show. People are going to be mad.
But don't you, when you think about this, do you think, man, if they get in, Mac Jones is only going to have a minute.
No, this is why I need help.
You know what I mean? Like,
I assume they were
getting over if he goes in. It's like, then Mac's got it.
But hold on.
All right.
This is what Kyle said. This is how I looked at it before the fumble. I assume they're getting in, partner. I said, is Kyle going to use the one timeout he had to save them some time? Or are the Rams going to try to get cute like when I used to play Madden and milk this thing, have him burn his timeout, maybe get in on second, third down, and then there's 12 seconds left, and at that point, the Niners have nothing after the Rams were to get in. So that was on my plate of, who's going to blink? Kyle didn't use the timeout or let them score because he said that he had a conversation about, do we let them score so we know we got time?
Right.
And then the fumble happens.
But so in any event,
the
49ers are going to have a good chance to get that ball back.
But at that point, Michaels was saying it too, the great Al Michaels, Marco Bañez, there's 103 seconds. Or, at that point, I'm thinking Steiny.
Well, if it's 103, well, no, it and was he may have been wrong.
Yeah, but it was a, it
that
was
would
a
have been a
three.
Minute 43.
But, dude, that was just a great play. But Dibbs pointed out to me, Steiny, I got mad at the kicker for the Rams. That kick, the extra point was blocked, but you guys didn't do that when Jake Moody was missing extra points. People out here were blaming when Jake Moody had extra points blocked or field goals. It still was on his ledger like he missed it. He kicked it too low. So Dibbs texted me that, but he was right. It was blocked, but still.
See, I remember Kyle saying it wasn't on Moody, that block. And I remember thinking at this point, I think I said at this point, it kind of doesn't matter anymore. Like, he's the big part of the special teams, and it got blocked. I was like, when I saw the replay, who blocked that for the Niners? That was, I mean, that was not the kicker's fault.
Oh, no, not at all. But
I can't remember offhand who blocked it for the Niners.
He caught the RAV in the Heat Rocks. Now,
wait, what?
Heat Rocks.
He caught the Wrath?
Yeah, and the Heat Rocks.
I don't know what that means.
Those are people coming for him, into, like fans coming for him. Like
he was blocked by Jordan Elliott.
Thank you. Jordan Elliott.
You know, just like people were coming for the Trolls, Steiny. The Jackals.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Vincent in Texas. And Vincent thinks we got our thinking all wrong about Mac Jones. What's up, Vincent? How you doing, my man?
I'm making it. Pretty glad we won. I definitely went into that game not thinking we would. So here's how I'm looking at this. And I'm looking at this as long-term with Kyle Shanahan. I don't think it's just because Mac Jones is, and I'm not saying he's not good, but I don't think he's incredible. There's a freaking quarterback controversy. I think it's just no pressure. He said before the game, hey, Kyle Shanahan came up to him, told him to air it out. I've also kind of noticed when it comes to Brock Purdy, since he got the contract, he's been saying a lot of, I'm the face of the franchise. He's been trying to be that guy, that professional. And I feel like that's put a lot of pressure on him. So that's why his throws are over. If you notice, when he first came in as that backup coming in, he was free. He was hitting stuff in the middle. Same thing, let's go back to Jimmy Garoppolo when he first got traded here. He wasn't the franchise quarterback. He was free. He was playing pretty decent. I think it's more of not having the pressure of being a franchise face and being allowed to let go and play that makes them look great in that scheme. Not so much one person is better than the other. They just need to let the pressure off of Brock a little bit. Maybe he won't even get hurt. I feel like he's making decisions and being stiff more than he normally is.
That's an interesting thought. Interesting thought.
I don't think Purdy's tried. I mean, I'll just throw it to you. From what I've seen of him, Stanty, especially in Seattle, he won him the game doing what he does, trying to make something happen. But I've never once thought to myself, you know, he's trying to do more on the field.
I'm just thinking that, the caller's right about, you know, he came in as an unknown, and there's an environment around that, being somebody unknown. And over the course of 5 years, he's progressed to a franchise quarterback, and it's fair to ask if he feels pressure because of that. Mm. I mean, internal pressure. But like, Purdy to me seems like such a
Wouldn't you be more relaxed though? Now, more of a leader in the locker room. I get that, but as far as if I got the bag, Steiny, I think I'm gonna be more relaxed as possible.
I don't necessarily think that's everybody.
But have you had that thought watching Purdy just in the shorts? No, emphasize either of them.
That's why I think it's kind of interesting though, because I think Brock Purdy is really what's the word? Conscious guy. You know, I think he's forthright. I think he works hard. Yeah. I think he does all those things. I don't think he plays for the money. I think he loves the game. And so I do think guys like that, like when they get the money, they don't go, all right, it's over.
So they don't change.
I think there is a group of athletes where the money creates more pressure, more internal pressure for him to be the guy that everybody's relying on. I think that's a natural thing, and I think it's actually a good thing. But maybe it's a temporary feeling you gotta overcome. I could see how being the highest paid player in the history of the San Francisco 49ers, for a guy like Brock Purdy, yeah, he takes seriously.
Right.
The obligation to live up to that.
That's
so,
pride.
good
exactly.
product.
But and if you don't think that might not impact play, I mean, it could. It absolutely could.
Well, okay. And again, you know, we're kind of guessing who we think Brock Purdy is, and I'm right behind you. I think he's just that guy next door. It's not going to phase or change him, but that deserves kudos. But yes. I'm just talking about, I don't think that's he's forcing saying. Anything on the field. He looks like himself up until Brock Purdy, up until he got hurt. Like, I don't feel like Seattle, that was the Brock that I think we had been accustomed to seeing. And it worked out, and he pulls out a game. Not perfect. To the college point, I don't think he's forcing, Donnie. That's what I'm saying. Now, if he's hurt, that's a whole nother story, and that's why he didn't look too good against Jacksonville.
Right, Jazz fan. I meant conscientious, not conscious. You're not going to – I'm not saying the contract, he's feeling pressure, and now he stinks. I'm just saying that a guy like Brock Purdy getting the contract that he got, I would – one of the reasons you give a guy that much money is because he is willing to take on the responsibility of being that guy, and it will bother them if they don't live up to expectations. Some guys might not care, but I would say that seeing Brock Purdy as I see him, he does care. So you're right. I do think it would be a good thing, you know, if Brock Purdy is really take seriously the job of living up to that contract and bringing the 49ers a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, there's pressure when you attack it that way.
Yeah, and pressure got the best of McVay, because before I left you, Stoney, I loved these two coaches. I put Andy Reid in it, as far as offensive minds. But let me just give you a microcosm of two box scores. So we know the Niners are struggling running the ball, but yet they attempted 33 rushes, averaged 2.2 yards on the ground. You see that? 33 attempts, only 2.2. Then you flip to the Rams, Donnie, only 16 rush attempts, but they average 4.9 a pop. Like, what does that tell you?
Well, how many plays did each
That's a good call.
Team run.
I got it for you. Give me 2 seconds. But the Niners ran more plays. No shocker, but the total plays, Donnie, were San Francisco 83-64. So the Niners ran 19 more plays.
That's a big difference.
And had the ball 14 more minutes as well. But, you know, here I go making that stat, and that's what cost you the game. Now, don't forget the Niners caused another fumble on the first drive when the Rams looked like they were going to try to tie the game 7-0. It was a turnover.
Yeah, they had 2 turnovers on the night. One at the start, one at the end.
Still no interception yet for the Niners.
You know, I mean, the thing with, you know, you look at the rushing number. Like, this is the way I always think of it. So how many rushes did they have?
16.
How many passes?
Let me give it to you. He was 47. Your boy had about 47. 47, yeah. 38
Stafford threw 47
yeah,
times?
30 wow. for 47. 399.
You know, I mean, that's when I ask. I mean, they were down 2 touchdowns right off the bat. So they played from behind all night.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, a guy like Matt's, like, coming into
he's
the game.
He's incredible stuff.
Coming into the game, we heard Matt Stafford, Nacua, Adams, Stafford, Nacua. You know, Stafford's one of the best passers in the league.
Yeah,
so they throw a lot. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Let's do this. A one-game ball, Stoney. Can't go to the coach. Who you giving it to? I got mine.
Collins.
That was mine.
Well, he made the biggest play of the game.
No, man.
Now you can pick some. Okay, you want me to pick somebody else?
Yeah, give me somebody else.
Panera.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that. Dude, what's up with these kids? What are they eating? Like, he just banged 50. Man, Stoney, that was no short field goal.
Now, you know what's going on with the field goals.
What did they call the Rockies? Those what were the balls they used?
So the other day.
Humidor, whatever. Okay.
The other day, I'm doing research, and I come across Vic Fangio.
Our guy, yeah.
the defensive coordinator of the Eagles.
Oh, I'm thinking of Vic Tafer. Go ahead.
And he's talking about, he comes out and he's giving answers. He goes, I'll tell you what, you guys, one thing you guys have missed this year, big story. And they're like, the media's like, what? He goes, the kicking balls. It's totally different. You wonder why guys are kicking 60, 65 yarders. And he went through the whole thing. And you said, I saw that. So if you saw it, then you know what he means by why they're kicking them.
We need better communication. I saw him talking about the team's performance defensively. I didn't know he was talking about the kicking. So what's he saying? They're using juice balls?
You know what? We could probably find it on the other side. But yeah. I mean, he went into like a 2-minute thing. In fact, I was like, Evan, can you grab this? And he's like, yeah, I'll grab it. And then I played it. And you were like, yeah, I saw that. And I was like, eh, all right, that's kind of.
No, I saw him talking about his team's performance. No, I didn't know he went in
on like a minute.
So now he's trying to rob the kickers of what he's saying they're doing.
Well, we'll find it.
The balls are inflated.
We'll find it for the other side. But
I didn't hear that.
He's like, yeah, you're missing the big story.
You got it right now. Dale thinks of that.
Here, take a listen. Wow. Take a listen. Evan's got it right now.
Vic!
These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game. Field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting. You know, the way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
Is the shape different?
No, the kicking balls, and you can ask Clay about it when he gets in here, but in years past, the officials would rub them down or other people would rub them down and you play with them. Now the balls are in-house all week and they kick those balls that they've had and nobody else touches them. And the guy in Dallas is going to hit a 70-plus yarder this year. You can just book it.
How much? How much did he get fined, Evan? I mean, did he get fined for that?
Why would he get fined?
Dude, because he's saying that.
No, all he's saying is the balls that they're using to kick with are brand new.
But he's insinuating it's unfair that the kickers got an advantage because of these new balls.
They changed the routine.
So do I need to look at Aubrey in Dallas or any other kicker with a boom leg like, oh boy, you're only doing that cuz.
I mean, I'm sure it's
wow.
I'm sure it's not just one thing. I'm sure the kickers
get fined.
Why would he? All he did was say the balls they're using to kick the field goals, they're doing it differently than they've done it in the past.
But he's insinuating cheat or it's helping the. Yeah, Guru, he brought up Sosa and he brought up McGuire.
Oh, well,
to me, that's like. Wow.
So the balls that they used to use to kick were the ones that they were using to play with. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like during the game.
But
they have six balls, and they rotate them, and they play with them, and then the kicker comes out and kicks one of them. Now they bring their own ball out, essentially, one that hasn't been used.
Okay, I get you, but real quick, Stoudy, I got to tell you, I've been giving these kickers credit, like this new era of kickers,
but
listening to Vic, it's sounding like they're using a different ball. So you and I or Evan can go up there and kick it. It ain't going to kick as far, but it's designed to go further.
Actually, we got to talk about something, too.
Okay.
Because we didn't do it last week, and now I don't know if we should do it this week, but it's something that you like to do.
I mean, people were lobbying for
it. But I don't have any
scene setters. Yeah, and it's Victory
setters,
Friday,
and we
so
can still.
We'll push it. Well, look, I see.
We're talking about the Guru acting class.
Guru Goes Hollywood is what we should name it. Let's do it next week. Let's do it next week.
All right.
When we're more prepared.
Or we'll take a break at 12. I'll ask for people for suggestions to set the scene. Then we'll go ask the boss.
Because I can do it. Yeah, all right.
All right, Guru's been doing Guru Goes to Hollywood, and we give him a scene, and then he acts out the scene, and he's done two so far. And
I didn't respond.
Pretty good. One was he found out, of course, his woman
was cheating on me.
Was cheating on him.
And then little Daryl getting back
home
great.
To the school. Yeah, to home. And then last week, his young son brought home really bad grades.
I
want to
broaden my horizon, though, and show you my depth. Like, I can go there.
Okay, so you guys can create a scene. via the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570, or obviously through the YouTube chat.
Can I tell you something, too?
Yeah.
I am shocked at that audio, and he didn't get a fine. I'm sorry. He's telling you that
you
they're tricking the system, Steiny. That's what he's saying. Aubrey's going to hit a 70-yarder.
But they're all doing it. Panera did it last night, I'm sure.
And obviously, so Goodell, that's by design.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right, you know what?
Now, look at Will.
It's been a great win. And let's bring on our most optimistic caller. And it's Antonio in Oakland.
Hey.
What's going on, Antonio?
What's up, guys? Big time win on prime time, man. The most injured team in football beat the most healthiest team in football. Who would ever think that? Man, it's so lovely to win games. 4-1 right now. We're a top three team in all of football. And we don't have a quarterback controversy. We have two quarterbacks that are capable of winning games week in and week out. That's how I see it. And Mac Jones looks so comfortable because when he was in New England, like he was, he didn't really feel comfortable because he had a, replace the GOAT, my Bay Area native, Tom Brady. Mm. So now he's more relaxed now, So he's over here, completing passes, reading defense. He don't really have a lot of athleticism, but of course he has better arm than Purdy. But it is what it is. He's getting it to the guys and all that. Have shown a little Bay Area moxie. I like that. And Panero, 59-yard field goal. I didn't think he was going to make it, and I'm Mr. Optimistic and positive, as you just said, and I didn't think he can do that. So I'm like, damn, man. It's like the balls are juiced like it is in baseball. But I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? It benefits us. So, hey, man.
All right, here's the question for you. Who's going to start against Tampa Bay?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's going to be Mac Jones. You got to, hold out Purdy. That toe's serious. Just like last week, he couldn't really run. Like, I didn't really see him run, but that's because of the toe. And had Kendrick Bourne would have caught some passes last week, we'd probably be 5-0 right now. Mm. That's not here nor there. But Mac Jones, Mac Attack is back.
All right, hey.
Start next week.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. I'll say this to the people. Stoney, I'm going to put up the stop sign. Slow down. And this is why I'm going to tell you to slow down with Mac Jones. How'd he look against Arizona? They scored 16. He threw an interception, could have ended the game. My point is, he's human, and I think a lot of people are getting in. You know what I mean? They scored 6 points. He looked great. Don't get me wrong. You got the best backup quarterback in the NFL, I believe. But let's slow down on giving him the keys because they only scored 16 against Arizona at home, and I could argue the Rams, I'm not hating,
why did you come out, defensive coordinator, with the Rams not pressing the receivers and coming out in zone to allow Mac to get comfortable and slice and dice you? And then they turned the water off the Rams defense a bit by holding them to 6 points before going to overtime. So you think there's a bit of an overreaction, or is it just that he's 3-0?
It's football. We're in the Bay Area. It's a quarterback situation. It is interesting. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
I won't say it's not, but
I mean, we wouldn't be talking about it if there wouldn't be something to talk about, and we got to talk about the fact that Mac Jones has been terrific.
And Brock Purdy looked bad, arguably his worst game just a week ago, right?
And maybe
that's
we should,
what this is about.
Maybe we should just keep it to, and Brock Purdy's hurt.
And that's where I'm at.
So,
that's where I'm at.
This is Mac Jones on whether or not he was ready for overtime.
Yeah, I was just honestly like kind of zoned out. I was just trying to drink Gatorade. but like that was a great play. He got his big hand in there and made a play. But I was just ready for, not to be a negative, but just I was ready to play overtime, to be honest. And they just made a great play, and that would have, or I would have been have to go out there again and try and score. So it was good, and he made a great play, but it was just crazy. I'm trying to remember all the – I got to watch the film because it's like we had the quarterback sneaks at the end to try and get it, you know, out of the end zone, and then we it was just a crazy game. So,
How can you not like him, man?
Sounds like he's
14.
I mean,
14. They got a bunch of good – it's not like he's going through puberty, Stoney, where the voice is changing. Dude, man. I'll say this. Forget the quarterback controversy in the Bay. Stoney, he's making some chicken. I know he's under contract next year, but the league's taking notice. It's three games, but let's just, if we could, span this
here's
out.
Here's where you should slow down.
Okay, tell me.
Because he's not a free agent for over a year and a half.
Now, what if somebody came to call and wanted to trade?
Well, I don't think he'd still have to play under his contract. Like, he could go away tomorrow. You know, if Brock comes back healthy, who knows?
No, that I get and expect.
Yeah. You know, or he could play the next two games and not look very good. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the best part of last night's game. And I believe Guru will be perhaps acting on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.